So welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for being here tonight. My name is Chuki. I'm one of the nuns here at Kadampa Center, and I wanted to explain just a couple of things before we get started, particularly for folks who might be here for the first time. Our teacher Geshe-la is here, and he'll be coming in just a moment. And when he comes in, some of us will prostrate, which is the bow where we kind of touch the ground. But don't feel at all like you need to do that. It's not at all required. It's just what some of us will do to show respect. We're going to be using these books that are right there as you come in. So make sure you got a copy of that. And I'll be sort of leading you through what we're doing out of that book as we go along. And there are prayers in there that are definitely Buddhist, and so don't feel at all, again, like you need to read anything that you're not comfortable with. So read or not as you want to do. Because the main reason for us to be here is just to be sending positive thoughts out to Shanti. And so we'll be doing that throughout the course of the service, and we have some people who will be speaking directly to Shanti according to different ideas, and we'll explain all that as we go through it in the booklet. In Buddhist practice, when someone dies, they're in the bardo for 49 days, up to 49 days, and so that's the transition period. That's the state in between rebirths, and so we're talking to Shanti tonight in the bardo and giving her encouragement. So I think that's the main things I wanted to say. Yeah, the main thing, just remember that we're celebrating Shanti and sending out good thoughts to her. So that's the aim. And so that's hopefully what we'll be doing. So welcome, everyone, to the celebration of Shanti Latimer's life. Before we begin, Geshe-la, was there anything that you wanted to say?
Good evening, and thank you very much for coming here to pray for Shanti. I've known Shanti a long, long time, many, many years, almost now, probably 20 years. Very kind, and also did a lot of like service for the prison project, many, many years, prison project. So, and through the last 20 years, I met with her many, many times. So I think the day she passed away, I felt something at night. I felt that she's around. I felt something very strong. So then, you know, every single day, it's been now 2 weeks, almost four weeks. Since, you know, that every single day I light candle, every morning I light candle, and I remember her and I pray. And I will continue to do that every single day. I light candle in front of my altar and I pray for her every day. So, also I've known her mother too, her mother. So, I visited there with her many times. So anyway, so, and I hope you do the same thing. So every single day I pray for her. And so, but, you know, eventually, everybody, it's only a matter of time. So, and then, you know, like I say, So anyway, so praying for her, like better, or not better, like, you know, so to whatever merit that we create here, so dedicated for her to be in a better place. Okay, yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Geshe-la. So as I said a few minutes ago, our intention here is to remind Shanti of positive actions and positive attributes and to encourage her to carry these forward. So we'll do that by following along in the service book. Does everyone have a copy? Otherwise, they're there in the back of the room. So we'll begin with this Buddhist prayer of taking refuge and generating bodhicitta. And as I said, you know, join along if you'd like to, but certainly don't feel any obligation to do that. So, taking refuge and generating bodhicitta. With the wish to free all beings, I shall always go for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha until I reach full enlightenment. Enthused by compassion and wisdom, today in Buddha's presence, I generate the mind of enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. For as long as space endures, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too abide to dispel the misery of the world. With the wish to free all beings, I shall always go for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha until I reach full enlightenment. Enthused by compassion and wisdom, today in Buddha's presence, I generate the mind of enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. For as long as space endures, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too abide to dispel the misery of the world. With the wish to free all beings, I shall always go for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha until I reach full enlightenment. Enthused by compassion and wisdom, today in Buddha's presence, I generate the mind of enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. For as long as space endures and as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too abide to dispel the misery of the world. And then the four measurables. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from desire for friends and hatred for enemies. Okay, and so now we'll be encouraging Shanti to remember the five powers. And so the first one is the power of the white seed. And actually, before we start that, just a reminder that this section is particularly to remind Shanti of the positive actions and thoughts she did in her life and to encourage her to remember these and carry them forward as she moves on to her next life. And so we'll be speaking directly to Shanti here. And the power of the white seed is a seed of virtue that will one day ripen into great benefit. And virtue is that which is done purely without selfish motivation. This power is about action, the action of kindness and helping others that comes from a pure heart. Is there anything you want to add to that, Geshe-la? Okay. So, Sherry.
Shanti, my dear friend, over the years we have shed many tears together. Tears of joy, tears of sadness, tears that come from laughing so hard. But not today, girlfriend. Today I have an excitement in my heart for this new adventure that you are on to find a new life. Shanti, don't be afraid while in the bardo. You have your Dharma imprints with you to help guide you. Remember all the many years of work you did with the Liberation Prison Project. You worked tirelessly preparing classes and going weekly to local prisons to help free the minds of inmates. They looked forward to you being there every week without fail to guide them in meditation and help them work through anger. You were their teacher and their friend and a shining light in their otherwise dark day. You loved this work so much and it benefited so many. Remember this. This is your white seed.
Okay, and then if you look in the booklet, you'll see that there's a line here that we'll all say together under the first one, remembering the white seed. May the power of our prayers and your virtues smooth your transition now. Okay, and then the second power is the power of familiarity. And this power is about positive habits and things done repeatedly. This refers to practicing over and over something so that you know it naturally and spontaneously. So these reminders are to help Shanti easily resume the practice in the bardo. And she had said, I had met with Shanti to talk about what she wanted to have happen at this memorial. We met many times over the years talking about this. And Shanti, I just want to remind you that you had asked to be reminded about the practice of six-session guru yoga, and in particular, this section on Mother Tantra. Om, I prostrate to the Bhagawan, Lord of the Brave Ones, whom pay. Om to you, whose brilliance equals the fire that ends a great eon, whom pay. Om to you, who have an inexhaustible crowning topknot, whom pay. Om to you, with bared fangs and a wrathful face, whom pay. Om to you, whose thousand arms blaze with light, whom pay. Om to you, who hold an axe, an uplifted noose, a spear, and a skull staff, whom pay. Om to you, who wear a tiger skin cloth, whom pay. Om, I bow to you, whose great smoke-colored body ends all obstructions, whom pay. Om, I prostrate to Bhagavati Vajravarahi, whom pay. Om to the queen of the female Arya practitioners, invincible in the three realms, whom pay. Om to you, who destroy all fears of evil spirits with your great diamond-like means, whom pay. Om to you, whose eyes empower those who sit on the diamond throne not to be conquered by anyone, whom pay. Om to you, whose wrathful body of psychic heat can desiccate Brahma, whom pay. Om to you, who terrify and dry up the demons and thus can vanquish all other forces, whom pay. Om to you, who triumph over all that can make you ill-tempered, excited, or stupefied, whom pay. Om, I bow to Vajravarahi, the consort who overpowers lust, whom pay. Okay, and then the next, and then we all will say this together. May the power of our prayers and your long-standing familiarity smooth your transition now. Okay, and then the next power, the power of determination. This power is about remaining steadfast in one's efforts to be positive and remembering that the effort is worthwhile. This refers to the commitment to practice, to continue, to put the work in. It's sort of the passionate aspect of engaging in positive practice. So, Joanna?
The power of determination is the most important of the five powers. Our determination initiates all our actions, making them virtuous or non-virtuous. Shanti, I want to remind you of all the time and energy and commitment you invested in your Dharma practice and the ways in which you did that. Your daily practice, your support of others, including me, your support of your mother's practice in her final months, death, and intermediate state, and your support of Kurt throughout an incredibly difficult time so that you could practice together. Now that you are in the intermediate state, make it your determination to not become separated from bodhicitta, but let it carry you to your next precious human lifetime.
Okay, and then we'll all read this line together. May the power of our prayers and your warm heart smooth your transition now. Okay, and then the fourth power is the power of regret. And this power is sometimes defined as remorse. It's different from guilt. It's not acknowledging past mistakes that caused it. Sorry, it is acknowledging past mistakes that caused harm and resolving not to repeat these actions. Regret is the basis for purification, to remove old habits, so that one can abandon harmful actions in the future.
Shanti, your very request to be reminded of your regret of past harms shows the depth of your understanding of karma and how it acted in your life. You used this understanding to deepen your spiritual practice, and you used it to transform the suffering of your illness into the path toward enlightenment. May you continue to have this understanding as you move forward into your next life and never lose the insights you gained in this life.
Okay, and then we'll all say the line together. May the power of our prayers and your regret smooth your transition now. And now the last of the five powers is the power of prayer. And prayer here is the hope and the wish that benefit will arise for self and others. It is giving mental energy aimed at positive outcomes. This power is about a great aspiration to make a positive difference for oneself and others.
Shanti has asked to be reminded about her generosity, kindness, and compassion. Those three aspects was Shanti. She always saw the good in everybody, always did what was best for them. Remember all the good deeds you've done, Shanti, so that you can carry them over into your next life.
So let's say this together. May the power of our prayers and your own wish to benefit others help you find the right place to maintain your good heart and continue to work for others' happiness. May our prayers join yours and strengthen your remembering. And then we can all say together, no matter what appearances may arise, be they good or bad, we seek the blessings of the Buddhas to transform them into a path ever enhancing the two bodhicittas through the practice of the five powers, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to attune ourselves solely to the bliss of the mind. So the next part of the service here is to recite the King of Prayers, and our Chant Master Lama La will lead us in reciting this prayer.
King of Prayers, the extraordinary aspiration of the practice of Samantabhadra. I bow down to the youthful Arya Manjushri, you lions among humans gone to freedom in the present, past, and future, in the worlds of 10 directions, to all of you with body, speech, and sincere mind, I bow down. With the energy of aspiration for the Bodhisattva way, with a sense of deep respect, and with as many bodies as atoms of the world, to all you Buddhas visualized as real, I bow down. On every atom are Buddhas, numberless as atoms, each amidst of host of bodhisattvas, and I am confident the sphere of all phenomena is entirely filled with Buddhas in this way. With infinite oceans of praise for you, and oceans of sound from the aspects of my voice, I sing the breathtaking excellence of Buddhas and celebrate all of you gone to bliss. Beautiful flowers and regal garlands, sweet music, scented oils and parasols, sparkling lights and sublime incense, I offer to you, victorious ones. Fine dress and fragrant perfumes, sandalwood powder heaped high as Mount Meru, all wondrous offerings in spectacular array, I offer to you, victorious one. With transcendent offerings, peerless and vast, with profound admiration for all the Buddhas, with strength of conviction and the Bodhisattva way, I offer and bow down to all victorious ones. Every harmful action I have done, with my body, speech, and mind, overwhelmed by attachment, anger, and confusion, all these I openly lay bare before you. I lift up my heart and rejoice in all positive potential of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in 10 directions, of solitary realizers here still training and those beyond, and of all ordinary beings. You who are the bright lights of worlds in 10 directions, who have attained a Buddha's omniscience through the stages of awakening, all you who are my guides, please turn the supreme wheel of Dharma. With palms together, I earnestly request, you who may actually realize parinirvana, please stay with us for eons, numberless as atoms of the world, for the happiness and well-being of all wanderers in samsara. Whatever slight positive potential I may have created by paying homage, offering, and acknowledging my faults, rejoicing and requesting that the Buddha stay and teach, I now dedicate all this for full awakening. May you, Buddhas now living in the worlds of 10 directions, all you gone to freedom in the past, accept my offerings. May those not yet arisen quickly perfect their minds, awakening as fully enlightened ones. May all worlds in 10 directions be entirely pure and vast. May they be filled with bodhisattvas, surrounding Buddhas gathered beneath a bodhi tree. May as many beings as exist in 10 directions be always well and happy. May all samsaric beings live in accord with the Dharma, and may their every Dharma wish be fulfilled. Remembering my past lives in all varieties of existence, may I practice the Bodhisattva way. And thus, in each cycle of death, migration, and birth, may I always abandon the householder's life. Then following in the footsteps of all the Buddhas and perfecting the practice of a bodhisattva, may I always act without error or compromise, with ethical discipline, faultless and pure. May I teach the Dharma and the language of gods, in every language of spirits and nagas, of humans and of demons, and the voice of every form of being. May I be gentle-minded, cultivating the six paramitas, and never forget bodhicitta. May I completely cleanse without omission every negativity and all that obscures this awakening mind. May I traverse all my lives in the world free of karma, afflictions, and interfering forces. Just as the lotus blossom is undisturbed by the water's wave, just as the sun and moon move unhindered through the sky, may I ease the suffering in the lower realms and in the many directions and dimensions of the universe. May I guide all wanderers in samsara to the pure bliss of awakening and be of worldly benefit to them as well. May I practice constantly for eons to come, perfecting the activities of awakening, acting in harmony with the various dispositions of beings, showing the ways of a bodhisattva. May I always have the friendship of those whose path is like mine, and with body, words, and also mind, may we practice together the same aspirations and activities. May I always meet a spiritual mentor and never displease that excellent friend who deeply wishes to help me and expertly teaches the bodhisattva way. May I always directly see the Buddhas, masters encircled by bodhisattvas, and without pause or discouragement for eons to come, may I make extensive offerings to them. May I hold within me the Buddha's genuine Dharma, illuminate everywhere the teachings that awaken, employ the realizations of a bodhisattva, and practice ardently in all future eons. While circling through all states of existence, may I become an endless treasure of good qualities, skillful means, wisdom, samadhi, and liberating stabilizations, gathering limitless pristine wisdom and positive potential. On one atom I shall see Buddha fields numberless as atoms, inconceivable Buddhas among bodhisattvas in every field, practicing the activities of awakening. Perceiving this in all directions, I dive into an ocean of Buddha fields, each an ocean of three times Buddhas in the space of a wisp of hair. So I too will practice for an ocean of eons. Thus I am continually immersed in the speech of the Buddhas, expression that reveals an ocean of qualities in one word, the completely pure eloquence of all the Buddhas, communication suited to the very tendency of beings. With strength of understanding, I plunge into the infinite enlightened speech of the Dharma of all Buddhas and three times gone to freedom who continually turn the wheel of Dharma methods. I shall experience in one moment such vast activity of all future eons, and I will enter into all eons of the three times in but a fraction of a second. In one instant, I shall see all those awakened beings, past, present, and future lions among humans, and with the power of the illusion-like stabilization, I will constantly engage in their inconceivable activity. I shall manifest upon one single atom the array of pure lands, present, past, and future. Likewise, I shall enter the array of pure Buddha fields in every direction without exception. I shall enter the very presence of all my guides, those lights of this world who are yet to appear, those sequentially turning the wheels of complete awakening, those who reveal nirvana, final, perfect peace. May I achieve the power of swift magical emanation, the power to lead to the great vehicle through every approach, the power of always beneficial activity, the power of love pervading all realms, the power of all surpassing positive potential, the power of supreme knowledge unobstructed by discrimination, and through the powers of wisdom, skillful means, and samadhi, may I achieve the perfect power of awakening, purifying the power of all contaminated actions, crushing the power of disturbing emotions at their root, diffusing the power of interfering forces. I shall perfect the power of the Bodhisattva practice. May I purify an ocean of worlds. May I free an ocean of beings. May I clearly see an ocean of dharma. May I realize an ocean of pristine wisdom. May I purify an ocean of activities. May I fulfill an ocean of aspirations. May I make offerings to an ocean of Buddhas. May I practice without discouragement for an ocean of eons. To awaken fully through this Bodhisattva way, I shall fulfill without exception all the diverse aspirations of the awakening practice of all Buddhas gone to freedom and the three times everywhere. In order to practice exactly as the wise one, called Samantabhadra, all-embracing good, the elder brother of the sons and daughters of the Buddhas, I completely dedicate all this goodness. Likewise, may I dedicate, just as the skillful Samantabhadra, with pure body, speech, and mind, pure actions, and pure Buddha fields. I shall give rise to the aspirations of Manjushri for this Bodhisattva practice of all embracing good, to perfect these practices without discouragement or pause in all future eons. May my pure activities be endless, my good qualities boundless, and through abiding in immeasurable activity, may I actualize infinite emanations. Limitless is the end of space. Likewise, limitless are living beings. Thus, limitless are karma and afflictions. May my aspirations reach be limitless as well. One may offer to the Buddhas all wealth and ornaments of infinite worlds in 10 directions. And one may offer during eons numberless as atoms of the world, even the greatest happiness of gods and humans. But whoever hears this extraordinary aspiration and longing for highest awakening gives rise to faith just once, creates far more precious positive potential. Those who make this heartfelt aspiration for the Bodhisattva way will be free of all lower rebirths, free of harmful companions, and will quickly see Amitabha, infinite light. And even in this very human life, they will be nourished by happiness and have conducive circumstances. Without waiting long, they will become like Samantabhadra himself. Those who give voice to this extraordinary aspiration will quickly and completely purify the five boundless harmful actions created under the power of ignorance. Blessed with supreme knowledge, excellent body, family, attributes, and appearance, they will be invincible to vast interfering forces and misleading teachers, and all the three worlds will make offerings. Going quickly to the noble Bodhi tree and sitting there to benefit sentient beings, subduing all interfering forces, they will fully awaken and turn the great wheel of dharma. Have no doubt that complete awakening is the fully ripened result, comprehended only by a Buddha, of holding in mind by teaching, reading, or reciting this aspiration of the Bodhisattva practice. In order to train just like the hero Manjushri, who knows reality as it is, and just like Samantabhadra as well, I completely dedicate all this goodness just as they did. With that dedication which is praised as greatest, by all the Buddhas gone to freedom in the three times, I too dedicate all my roots of goodness for the attainments of the Bodhisattva practice. When the moment of my death arrives, by eliminating all obscurations and directly perceiving Amitabha, may I go immediately to Sukhavati, pure land of great joy. Having gone to Sukhavati, May I actualize the meaning of these aspirations, fulfilling them all without exception, for the benefit of beings for as long as this world endures. Born from an extremely beautiful superlative lotus, in this joyful land, the Buddha's magnificent mandala, may I receive a prediction of my awakening directly from the Buddha Amitabha. Having received a prediction there, may I create vast benefit for beings throughout the 10 directions with a billion emanations by the power of wisdom. Through even the small virtue I have accumulated, by offering this prayer of the Bodhisattva practice, may all the positive aspirations of beings be fulfilled in an instant. Through creating limitless positive potential, by dedicating this prayer of Samantabhadra's deeds, may all beings drowning in this torrent of suffering enter the presence of Amitabha. Through this king of aspirations, which is the greatest of the sublime, helping infinite wanderers in samsara, through the accomplishment of this scripture dazzling with Samantabhadra's practice, may suffering realms be utterly emptied of all beings.
So next, you'll see here the mantra of compassion, Om Mani Padme Hum. And, you know, keeping in mind this idea of compassion as we recite it, let's recite it together 8 times, and then we'll recite it another 100 times silently to ourselves, and the final time we'll all recite again together, so... Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Okay, and so now we're on page 14. We've got the final prayers and the dedication verses. So let's read together this long life prayer for His Holiness the Dalai Lama. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And then we'll do these final verses from Master Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Geshe-la, did you have any kind of final blessing or anything? We finished the service part.
Not really. No.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, so we have some refreshments out in the lobby, and people are very welcome to stay and tell stories about Shanti and have a little something to eat and drink and spend a little time together.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God.